local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Thursday, 1 hour, one day closer to the weekend. Welcome in to the program. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your evening each and every day. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 262-6111. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. We start with our top three stories in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson needs the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. He is moving forward with the plan to vote on separate bills to send military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and allies in the Indo-Pacific, and the fourth would include border security measures.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Well, however, several conservatives, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, have come out against the plan, arguing border policy changes should be directly tied to any additional funding for Ukraine. All 12 jurors are now seated in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The judge announced that this afternoon. The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women. 6 alternates must be selected now, and the process is moving quickly enough where it could be wrapped up tonight. And more than a dozen members of the iconic Kennedy family are snubbing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and endorsing President Biden.
He showed us that when everyone else is running away from the flames of anguish and despair, leaders run towards them. And that's who Joe Biden is.
That from Carrie Kennedy, the sister of RFK Jr. Democrats have expressed concerns that his candidacy would pull votes away from Biden in November and help select or elect Trump in a close race. Taking a look at our local headlines, we'll do that right after traffic and weather together. First with Alan Strum.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy and warm with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. Friday's weather will start cloudy, but we'll end up with some afternoon sunshine, and highs will be between 80 and 85. A breakdown of the weekend shows sun and clouds on Saturday, but now a 60% chance for afternoon and evening rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you. Austin, go ahead. My bad.
Oh, no, you're good, bud. Okay, so looking at the roads here, we do have that accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway in front of the Santa Rosa County Credit Union. We didn't have any congestion in that area for a while. The congestion that we initially had was very short-lived. However, it appears that we still have some at least being reignited in that immediate vicinity there. And we have a little bit of backups, but it's very, very minor. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but that is something that should hardly hold you up at all. Outside of that, the rest of it is looking like smooth sailing. This traffic and weather updates brought to you by True Green. If you want a great looking lawn, contact True Green today. All you have to do is water and mow. Sign up by April 20th to get one application free with an annual plan. Restrictions apply, Joe.
All right, very good. A lot happening in our local headlines today. The Escambia School District is, of course, continuing to fight a lawsuit over book challenges and reviews. And we've, of course, seen the drama in school board meetings over the last year about that. Now questions are being asked about homework assignments. Last week in a school board meeting, Brenda Leggett, the mother of a child at Bellevue Elementary School, recently addressed the school board about a homework assignment that included a story of a non-binary gamer with a disability.
This homework assignment goes against our religious beliefs. I raise my children on the word of God, Genesis 1:27, that God created man and woman, not non-binary transgender.
While the school district says the homework was approved by the state, Superintendent Keith Leonard tells Channel 3 they have started an investigation and that, quote, this matter will be handled. You can rest assured. A big story in southern Alabama today. The Orange Beach Expressway is going toll-free. The state announced that they are buying the Foley Beach Express Bridge for $60 million. The last day of tolls is expected to be the Friday before Memorial Day at noon. This, of course, is a part of a grander scheme where they are working on constructing the Intracoastal Waterway Bridge continuing through spring or summer 2026 in the effort to make infrastructure improvements and to ease beach traffic congestion. So good news there for South Alabama. FDLE says their first electronic storage detection canine, Maple, died this week following a battle with cancer. She began her work in 2019 here in Pensacola. At the time, she was one of three ESD canines in the state and the only one in the panhandle. Earlier this year, she and her handler, Special Agent Supervisor Stephanie Cassidy, transferred to FDLE Jacksonville. NOAA scientists say La Nina will peak by summer, causing a stronger, more active Atlantic hurricane season.
La Nina will be setting up during June, July, August. Should be the strongest in September, October, November. And it should get down to a moderate and perhaps borderline strong La Nina.
And NOAA gave its monthly climate update today. They say March 2024 was the warmest March on record for the globe in NOAA's 175-year record. 616 here at News Radio. Pensacola police say they're investigating a robbery at the Family Dollar on North 9th Avenue this week.
Male wearing a mask attacked the clerk as he was leaving with deposit bags. He was actually waiting by his car. So we're still looking for that individual, looking for information. So if you know of any information that we could use, please give us a call or call Crime Stoppers.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood there says the sheriff's office assisted in the search with a canine unit, but they still have not been able to track down the suspect. A recent study concluded the Bay Center needs a lot of work. Yes, shocking, I know. Members of the Tourism Development Council voted to approve $10 million of tourism development money to go towards fixing and upgrading the arena. The study showed the Bay Center would need a $72 million investment in the next 7 years and over $140 million over the next 20 years.
Why did you just ask for $10 million?
That's what we're here to ask for, sir.
No, I said, why did you just ask for that? Why didn't you ask for the $72 million?
The feedback that we received going through with staff with the county conversations was that that 72 number was too large of an ask. So
but that was just strictly county staff.
Correct.
That exchange between board member Jim Reeves and Michael Capps, the general manager of the Bay Center, the requested $10 million, and that was approved there. 618, we'll take a break there, getting a look at our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola right now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about whether schools should give you an idea of how much homework to expect at different grade levels or not. Talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about some of the parking changes coming downtown. Also talked about the response from NPR to the article from an insider for 25 years criticizing them for their liberal lean recently. And their answer was to suspend him without pay for 5 days. And what's the right way to eat a banana? Our frivolous question for the day. Listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you on a Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 262-6111. A few quick state headlines before another check of the roads and weather. Today, Governor DeSantis announcing the statewide school chaplain program is a go.
You know, you got a lot of these problems that kids go through. You know, that there's some students where, you know, they need some soul craft, and that can make all the difference in the world. And so these chaplains will be able to come and provide services.
And DeSantis also signed a bill allowing groups like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Future Farmers of America to come on school campuses to make pitches for students to join up. As far as the chaplain program, it is voluntary and would need parental consent.
And Florida is seeing another dip in weekly jobless claims. The U.S. Labor Department reports that nearly 6,000 new claims for unemployment benefits were filed for the week ending last Saturday. That's about 400 fewer than the previous week.
Uber is using a new security measure to make sure drivers in South Florida feel more safe. Miami's one of the first cities to test out the app's new rider verification program. Verified users will get an identifier on their profile that shows they went through additional steps to confirm their info on the app. The goal is to provide drivers with more peace of mind when they pick up their passengers.
Just about 6:25 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. There wasn't a lot going on the roads when I last checked. I had mentioned some very minor congestion on Caroline Street if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. That has completely cleared out. And I said we had some very minor congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling eastbound. This is right in front of the Santa Rosa County Credit Union there on the parkway. But I mean, while that congestion is still there, it is once again very minor in that immediate area. So outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up at all.
All right, Alan Strum's got the forecast here.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy and warm with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. Friday's weather will start cloudy, but we'll end up with some afternoon sunshine, and highs will be between 80 and 85. A breakdown of the weekend shows sun and clouds on Saturday, but now a 60% chance for afternoon and evening rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Looking at national news now, Virginia is making it illegal for the NCAA to punish schools for paying athletes directly for their name, image, and likeness rights. The law goes into effect July 1 after being signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin today. NCAA rules currently prohibit schools from signing NIL deals with their own players.
And the cause of last year's Maui fires that killed 101 people is still unknown. A state attorney general report says a major windstorm toppled power lines in Lahaina, sparking the first fire on that fateful August day. That fire was extinguished but was reignited by strong winds, and eventually there were four major wildfires breaking out. There is a debate about whether Hawaiian Electric had de-energized the lines after the first fire. The report details problems within the fire department, including some using the WhatsApp app to communicate.
Attorneys for Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger filed their client's alibi defense just ahead of the deadline.
The 29-year-old Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in November of 2022 and has pleaded not guilty. Legal correspondent Laura Jarrett reports.
In the newly released court documents, Koberger's legal team now says his phone did not travel east on the Moscow-Pullman Highway in the early morning hours of November 13th and thus could not be the vehicle captured on video along the Moscow-Pullman Highway. The judge entered a plea of not guilty on Koberger's behalf, but this morning, the case is stalled in unresolved pretrial motions with no trial date.
Late Wednesday, Koberger's lawyer submitted a 10-page filing that claimed he was out driving in the early morning hours of November 13th, as he often did, to hike and run and or see the moon and stars. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And the U.S. is hitting Iran with new sanctions. The sanctions target Iranian leaders and entities connected to the country's missile and drone program. The Treasury Department also says it is punishing five companies associated with Iran's steel industry and three subsidiaries of an Iranian automaker. The sanctions are in response to Iran's attack on Israel last week.
One day after the Senate dismissed impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas, he was back on Capitol Hill.
With the resources and authorities that we have, it is as secure as it can be.
Doing more testimony in front of a Senate committee, Republicans were repeatedly asking him questions related to the murder of Laken Riley, the Georgia nursing student, and Mayorkas, according to reports, repeatedly refused to answer them. He says that all migrants are evaluated before being put on parole.
And then it's UN Security Council is, I don't know why I started that way, and then the UN Security Council is scheduled to vote Friday on a Palestinian request for full UN membership. The 15-member council will vote on a draft resolution, which will recommend that the state of Palestine be admitted to the General Assembly. A council resolution needs at least 9 votes to pass and no vetoes by the U.S., Russia, China, France, or Britain.
Just joining us, House Speaker Mike Johnson needs the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. He says there will be a vote by Saturday on 4 separate bills that call for military aid to Ukraine, Israel, allies in the Indo-Pacific, as well as the southern border. Conservative Republicans, though, want Ukraine funding tied to the southern border, and so a good number of them are saying they won't vote for it. And, you know, the whispers are picking up about a vote to oust the House Speaker, and Johnson says he's not worried about that at all. All 12 jurors have now been seated in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, and by the end of the night, we could have the 6 alternates, so things picking up here within the last few hours. And then Carrie Kennedy, the sister of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., endorsed a presidential candidate, and it was not her brother. It was President Biden. More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family endorsing Biden today. And here in our local headlines, a parent of a student in the Escambia School District is raising questions about a homework assignment that her child was reportedly given over the spring break vacation, a homework assignment that she says included a story of a non-binary gamer with a disability. The district says that while the homework was approved by the state, they are investigating now. 6:30, we'll take a break there. Austin's got a look at what's happening in the sports world, health, business, and science after that. Pensacola right now.
Tom Rigotti. Over 100 pro-Palestinian protesters arrested at Columbia University today after they set up tents on the Ivy League school's campus. Mayor Eric Adams.
When you violate specific laws, you're no longer protesting within the authority to do so.
Among the arrests, the daughter of Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who's a student at Barnard College. Former President Donald Trump speaking to reporters after jury selection resumed today for his hush money trial in New York City.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess.
12 jurors and one alternate have been selected. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up non-disclosure payments made to adult movie actress Stormy Daniels before the 2016 presidential election. She claimed they had an affair. Trump denies it. America's listening to Fox News.
Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, New York's governor is detailing some plans to crack down on retail theft that's been plaguing New York City. In the state's latest budget agreement, Governor Kathy Hochul is announcing a five-point plan that will increase penalties for assaulting retail workers that'll now make it a felony. And also a new state police unit will be created to investigate smash-and-grab robberies and also will include funding for a unit for the NYPD. Now, the bill also reportedly includes tax breaks for small businesses who upgrade their security. Retail theft continues to plague the industry with billions of dollars in reported losses from retail theft across the country. And the results of an investigation released by Consumer Reports is raising some concerns about the safety of common fruits and vegetables. Now, the study was conducted by Consumer Reports over a seven-year period and showed that about one-fifth of foods that were evaluated, like bell peppers, blueberries, green beans, potatoes, and more, carry significant risks of pesticides. The study also showed that imported produce had higher chances of having harmful pesticide residues. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like hearing my cat.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman. It's sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. The Commanders brought Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, and Michael Penix Jr. all in for a visit at the same time. Jaden Daniels' agent Ron Butler on social media didn't seem too thrilled with what the Commanders did. This sparked speculation on who the Commanders will actually take, and I'm not taking the bait on this conversation, as I still think Washington drafts Daniels with the second pick. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. It has been a very smooth sailing hour so far. That appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
Skies will be cloudy overnight and the weather warm with lows in the 60s. Also, a bit of late night and Friday morning fog may develop around the area. Clouds will clear throughout the day Friday, so we should see some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be between 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday, it's sun and clouds. Sunday, there's now a 60% chance for rain. If we see that rain, it's most likely late in the day Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, very good. 6:38 here at News Radio. Austin, what is happening in sports today?
Well, a curveball, so to speak, has been thrown into the NCAA baseball scene we've been covering so far this evening. So it was like late this morning. I was like, okay, what games are going on today? Saw NCAA baseball. I'm like, okay, cool, let's put them in. And we've reported them the way that I've got them. Texas A&M and Alabama at 6 on the SEC Network, UNC, NC State at 6, yada, yada, yada. And I had Florida at 13, Vanderbilt at 6:30 on ESPNU. Well, that has since been kind of flip-flopped a bit. Florida and Vanderbilt had some inclement weather coming in, so they started earlier, and they are now on the SEC Network. Texas A&M and Alabama, last I saw, were actually in weather delay in the moment, and according to ESPN, they still are, so now they're going to be on ESPNU. So if you were hanging on to what we were saying earlier, I hate to disappoint you, but, you know, who's the god of rain, whoever it is, that he or she threw a monkey wrench and everything. So Florida and Vanderbilt are going on right now on the SEC Network, and they're like in the bottom of the sixth. Vanderbilt kind of putting on a whooping, 8-3 Commodores right now. As I said, A&M and Alabama in rain delay, but that game will be on ESPNU eventually. And then it's North Carolina, NC State. The Wolfpack are beating the Tar Heels in the bottom of the second, 2-1. As for the NHL, we got the start of a doubleheader on ESPN currently. Minnesota's beating Seattle late in the first period, 1-0. We also have some headlines here in the NBA, starting with the Heat and Bulls. They're going to be facing off to decide the 8 seed after the Sixers locked up the 7 last night. Jimmy Butler is expected to miss tomorrow night's game and several more weeks due to a right MCL injury that he sustained in last night's loss to Philadelphia. So that's a big loss for Miami there.
Absolutely.
And then we've got in the NHL a headline here. The Coyotes beat the Edmonton Oilers last night 5-2, and that's going to be their last game in Arizona. The Coyotes will soon be relocating to Salt Lake City, being acquired by Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith for $1.2 billion. And there is a chance that Arizona could receive an expansion team within the next 5 years. Joe, you and I talked about this last hour. Utah, apparently, when the Coyotes get there, they will most likely change the name if that's not confirmed. So maybe this is going to be like a Cleveland Browns Baltimore Ravens situation. The Browns go to Baltimore, but then Cleveland gets the Browns back shortly after.
I don't know what Phoenix has done to deserve a second chance. Not when you've got cities like Hartford and Quebec clamoring for NHL teams again. The Coyotes have done nothing in the NHL.
Hey, they made a Western Conference run like 12 years ago.
All right. But yeah, so I saw that the Utah team has kind of put in some trademark requests or whatever, you know, as they kind of figure out, okay, what's our identity going to be?
Yeah.
They would be the newest team since the Seattle Kraken. The team, there was the Blizzard, which I guess in geography, you got the Blizzard and the Avalanche, you know, maybe a nice rivalry there. Maybe. You've got the Venom, I think was one of the names, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And then also they could just elect to kind of go the Washington football team route of saying, hey, we want to get this right the first time with our name and branding, so we would just be called Utah Hockey Club or something for a year.
Nah.
We'll see. I have the idea with Salt Lake City having just one professional team right now, the Utah Jazz.
Right.
Why not embrace that whole, hey, we love New Orleans culture.
We love ripping them
we
off.
Just want to have names that have nothing to do with us, but stuff with New Orleans. So I thought the Po' Boys would be a good one, a crawfish. You brought up the beignets, maybe something the Bourbon Streets or, you know, I don't know.
Well, honestly, you know, we could kill two birds with one stone here. The Utah Saints. It copies New Orleans and Latter-day Saints. Man, ooh. I think we just struck gold there. That's pretty awesome. And then lastly, real quick here, Caitlin Clark headline. She's set to become Nike's next signature athlete. The deal is worth $20 million and will include a signature Nike shoe for Clark. So congratulations to her there.
Good. Health, business, and science today. Salmonella outbreak is prompting Trader Joe's to remove fresh basil from shelves in 29 states, and that includes Florida. A California-based company says it's pulled the Infinite Herbs basil after it left 12 people sick. CDC telling consumers to throw it away or return it to Trader Joe's.
You know, when I saw that Florida was included in the recall, I mentioned like an hour or two ago, I said like, hey, you know, Floridians, be on the lookout for that. Where is the nearest Trader Joe's to us? Because I've never seen it. I've heard of it, obviously, but that's about it. Google is firing 28 workers after protests against labor conditions and the company's contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing and AI services. 9 Google employees were arrested for trespassing after staging a sit-in at the company offices in New York and California. The arrests were live streamed on Twitch, and the protesters were released after a few hours at the police station.
For the first time ever, a Gallup poll on the nation's sleeping habits shows that the majority of Americans are not getting enough sleep. Experts say a lot of this has to do with stress.
If it's been going on for quite some time, then it becomes more like a bad habit and it's hard to break, but it's not impossible.
He says that people who can't sleep need to stop scrolling through social media before bed, adding that saying that adds to stress levels and that the light from your phone awakens your brain. I am not a sleep expert. I've had a sleep study when I had to get my CPAP machine initially, but
right.
I'll tell you my secret remedy is that I will lay on the couch. I will put on a movie that I know so well that I can, quote, watch it without watching it. Like I will listen to it and with my eyes closed. And for me, that is Apollo 13. Like I can see that movie with my eyes closed. And within a few minutes, I'm out.
It sounds like an insult at face value. Hey, your movie puts me to sleep, man.
No, every night. I mean, but it's like it's my one of my favorite movies, but I've watched it so many times that like I don't need to see it to know exactly what is going on.
It entertains your brain while you're dozing off. Yeah, so you don't have to just force yourself to focus on sleeping. 6:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There hasn't been much going on the roads so far this hour, and that appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with problems on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for long.
Mostly cloudy overnight. Right now we're sitting at 75 degrees. Very nice. 66 overnight tonight with some patchy fog early in the morning. sun should be clearing out later on tomorrow for some nice sunshine and some warmer temps around 82. 67 the overnight low tomorrow night. Then Saturday we'll see mostly cloudy skies again and a high of 81. Rain returning into the forecast late Sunday, around a 60% chance at this point. Looking at some pop culture notes today, Allman Brothers band singer and guitarist Dickie Betts died at the age of 80. All I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. I couldn't tell you before today who had made or sang that song, but of course I know that song very well.
Oh, yeah.
So that peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 100 chart.
Wow. And Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, is reportedly the suspect in a battery case in Los Angeles. TMZ reports that he's accused of punching a man in the face late Tuesday night. The report says the man may have grabbed or pushed Ye's wife, Bianca Censori. Authorities have not announced any charges.
Taylor Swift is dropping her brand new album tomorrow. The icon surprised fans at the Grammys when she announced the Tortured Poets Department. It's Swift's 11th studio album.
And the first trailer is being released for M. Night Shyamalan's Trap. The film stars Josh Hartnett as a father attending a pop concert with his teen daughter when he notices a heavy police presence in the building. He finds out that they're attempting to trap the serial killer in there, and it's revealed that Hartnett's character is the one they're after. Trap hits theaters on August 9th.
Like Josh Hartnett, really liked him in Oppenheimer in that kind of backup role, kind of. What do they call it? Supporting role there. I hadn't seen him, knew anything about him since he was in Pearl Harbor, and so it was very visually stunning for me to realize that he had aged 23 years from when I last saw him. But it's going to be, I like the synopsis of that movie. I think that'll be interesting.
Yeah, and this is completely unrelated, but just you mentioning Oppenheimer and surprising roles. Okay, do you remember, and we've maybe talked about this before, the really heavy set guy that was one of the physicists and he was like close to Oppenheimer, wore glasses?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the elf from the Santa Claus. That was so surprising to me.
Are you talking about Bernard?
Yes.
No.
I kid you not. I was just as surprised as everybody else was when they saw that
David
guy.
Krumholtz? No, that's... Wow, it is him.
Isn't that insane? I saw that that dude was part of the cast because somebody made a meme about it, and I'm like, no way. Who did he play?
Oh, my God. Wow.
That is committed to the role, for sure. Like, that's
hold on, I'm checking the disc. Yeah, he was in Wow.
I know you like the Santa Claus, so I figured you'd like that. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm surprised I never mentioned that earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's huge. Just about 6:49 here, we'll get, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We will when we return, along with recap of our top three stories, wacky news, good news, and all that stuff. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at getheartchecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As soon as I turn on my mic. Let's see. It is Further. Oh, gosh. It's abbreviated on here, but I knew it. It's something like Further something forever. I don't know. I'll look it up in a second, but the song is called Just Until
Further
Sundown.
Further Seems Forever?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, Further Seems Forever. Just Until Sundown.
Okay. I kind of dig that vibe that song was given off.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. That's the exact vibe I was going for. I'm like, Joe Ford would love this.
Yeah. Appreciate that. It's the one time a month you do that for
me.
Oh,
come on.
Appreciate it. 6:52 here in News Radio, winding down on a Thursday. One day left of the work week. Austin, big plans for the weekend that we know of right now?
Yes. I'm going to be at the, is it Cars, Cops, and Crawfish or Cops, Cars, and Crawfish?
I believe the second one is correct.
Okay, well, I'm going to be at that.
Okay.
With Cat Country. So, y'all come by and see us now, you hear?
Yeah. Very good. All right.
But that's about it. And on Sunday, I don't think I'm doing anything, and that's the way I like it.
Very good. Looking here at our top three stories, House Speaker Mike Johnson needs the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package bills across the finish line. He says a vote will come by Saturday. He's got four separate bills, military aid to Ukraine, Israel, Indo-Pacific, Taiwan, and the border security bill that conservative Republicans say should be tied to Ukraine. So at least several conservative Republicans plan on not voting for that bill. So we'll see what happens. 12 jurors are now seated in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. Six alternates must be selected, but sounds like that could be wrapped up by the end of the night. And more than a dozen members of the iconic Kennedy family are snubbing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and endorsing President Biden for presidents. Let's look at our top three stories today. Austin, final check of the roads.
Well, luckily, it's going to be rather anticlimactic. There's nothing going on the roads, it seems. So if you're having problems, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy and warm with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. Friday's weather will start cloudy, but we'll end up with some afternoon sunshine, and highs will be between 80 and 85. A breakdown of the weekend shows sun and clouds on Saturday, but now a 60% chance for afternoon and evening rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 6:55 here at News Radio. Austin, anything wacky catching your eye today?
Yes. A Wisconsin woman is now looking at charges after police say she shot her boyfriend because he didn't have his taxes done. They say Lily Hawkinson fired one shot near her boyfriend's ear on Monday, then fired a second shot at him as he was walking away from their home. Police say Hawkinson's blood alcohol level was 2.5 times the legal limit when she was arrested. The boyfriend said she was angry because he had not finished filing out his tax forms.
Okay. Well, good news is that he's going to just have to file for himself next year.
Yes,
in all likelihood.
Does make it a lot easier.
The White House is clarifying President Biden's uncle wasn't eaten by cannibals. Okay. During two campaign stops in Pennsylvania, Biden said his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was killed in World War II and then went on to make the cannibal claim.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I mean, we can't definitively rule that out, though, right?
I would assume the someone has it on good authority that he was not eaten for the White House to come out and say, hey, that's not what he meant.
Okay, but, I mean, we can't, if the body was never found, we can't rule that out.
I know what you're saying, but then why would the White House, like, bend over backwards saying, no, he's wrong?
You know why.
Well, I mean, but what I'm saying is, like, why wouldn't they just roll with it if there was no confirmation that he was wrong? That's my way of thinking. Why would they make him look all the dumber if they didn't have to?
Just reading USA Today, Biden's telling differed from an account published by the Defense POW MIA accounting agency, which says Biden's uncle and two other men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the crash.
There it is. Okay.
I mean, interesting, though, that he would, that's the lane that he would choose to drive in.
I can hear Joe now. Agree to disagree.
No, whatever. I thank his uncle for his service, and, you know, may he rest in peace.
That is something we can agree on. Regardless of what happened to the corpse, we can agree on that. Yes. And a woman in Ohio was robbed by a person claiming to be the actual Aaron Rodgers online. They met on a messaging app called Viber. She and Aaron, quote unquote, talked for a couple months, and she was confident it was him because, get this, the profile picture had a photo of Aaron Rodgers wearing a Green Bay Packers hat. It's got to be him, right? She was so sure, in fact, that she gave him her driver's license info, social security number, and bank account details. If you're wondering why Aaron would need this random Ohio woman's bank accounts, you're pretty smart. But apparently he'd say things like, I'll send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment, but first you need to send $800 to my lawyer's wife. The police are investigating, but it's unclear if they're making headway. In the meantime, they've told her to block this Aaron fella on all social media, freeze all of her accounts, change her passwords, and monitor her credit.
All right. Yeah, that's good advice there. Looking at some good news, there's a new restaurant in Italy that's trying something cool. They're giving diners a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you come in. They'll put it in a box, and it's even locked up for you. They give you the key. The restaurant is in Verona. It's called Al Condominio. They say they wanted to try something new. They thought it would be a fun way to encourage diners to be more present with companions. It is optional, but of course, with a generous perk like a bottle of wine, they say the response has been very positive, and most people are taking them up on the offer. I think that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I think local restaurants would be good to see if they can't work that in their budgets there. I will tell you that, guys, if you're listening to Uncle Joe right here, I say that's an awesome way to win over a lady's heart is to leave your cell phone in the car.
Very much so, yes. Because a woman will notice that for sure. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and a teenager in Nashville launched a big teddy bear toy drive for it. His name is Kenny Royer, and he's 17 years old. He's donating them to a nonprofit called Davis House Children Advocacy Center that works with abused kids. His goal is to make sure every child they help gets to take at least one stuffed animal home with them. You can donate a new stuffed animal by mailing it to an address listed on their website, or you can donate money. He's already helped collect over 200 stuffed animals this month alone.
I'm certainly not going to endorse tarot reading, but a tarot card reader in Michigan told a woman she'd come into some money very soon.
All right.
The lady went home, scratched a lottery ticket that she had bought earlier in the day, and it hit for $500,000.
Broken clocks right twice a day, my friend.